WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Harrisonburg's public television station, no relation to WMRA, is merging with Richmond's public broadcasting company. The town of Mount Jackson is joining in the effort to save a scenic wild area known as the Knob. And the fight over control of the House of Delegates is now centered in Fredericksburg. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, November 16th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
Harrisonburg's public television station, WVPT, is merging operations with Richmond's public broadcasting company, Commonwealth Public Broadcasting Corporation. CPBC operates PBS member television stations in Richmond and Charlottesville, and a public radio station based in Richmond. In a letter to donors, Tony Mancari, WVPT's president and general manager, said the merger will allow WVPT, quote, to provide new services, additional program choices, and new community impact. The letter said the consolidation aims to stabilize operations in a time of funding insecurity and increasing costs related to rapidly changing technology. The Federal Communications Commission must sign off on the deal. WVPT Public Television and WMRA Public Radio are not affiliated with each other. Also, the Shenandoah Valley town of Mount Jackson is participating in a campaign to save a local piece of land called The Knob. The Knob is at the southwest end of Short Mountain, facing east, and you've probably noticed it if you've ever driven by on Interstate 81. A 137-acre piece of that area is up for sale, and two organizations, the Shenandoah Forum and the Conservation Fund, are working to raise money to purchase it for preservation. And the nearby town of Mount Jackson has challenged residents to raise $10,000 of at least $25,000 needed to purchase the land. The fundraising effort has posted a Facebook page. It's called Save the Knob. Control of the House of Delegates is still in play, and Democrats are calling attention to problems in Fredericksburg. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope has the story.
Election officials are trying to get to the bottom of a problem in Fredericksburg that could end up determining control of the House of Delegates. Democrats say more than 600 voters in Fredericksburg may have been given the wrong ballots for the election to fill the seat vacated by retiring House Speaker Bill Howell. Lawyer Mark Elias is representing the Democrats.
Obviously, it is not a tolerable situation for 668 voters to be disenfranchised, and particularly not in an election where those votes likely were raised determinative of the outcome.
Republicans say the discrepancy may have happened because of changes to precincts that were made after redistricting when Fredericksburg City Council districts were updated in 2011. If that's not the case, though, Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says,
the only possible remedy in this case would be to have a special election. And as you can imagine, it's a special election to control the entire House of Delegates. And there will be money pouring in from every corner of Virginia and every corner of the country.
Right now, it seems like the next House of Delegates is likely to be split 51 Republicans to 49 Democrats, although three races remain close. If the Democrats end up winning Speaker Howell's seat, the chamber would be split 50 to 50, and the two parties would be forced to create some kind of power-sharing agreement. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Thursday.